their chairs. Mr. Brooks spoke first. "Hello," he said. "We didn't hear you come in."
"We rang the bell," said Benny.
Mr. Kovacs stood up. "I must be going. I just came in to get my free coffee for buying a loaf of bread." Henry saw that the table Mr. Brooks and Mr. Kovac were sitting at had papers and pens on it, but there was no bread or coffee. Mr. Kovac stopped in front of the Aldens. "I know all about you," he said. "You're the children who solved some mysteries, but you were just lucky," he told them.
"We don't solve mysteries by luck," said Henry.
Mr. Kovac looked at them. "Do you think you solve them because you're smart?" he asked.
"Yes," said Henry. "We think about things, and we use logic to solve mysteries."
"We'll see," said Mr. Kovac. Then he left.
"I didn't know you knew Mr. Kovac," Henry said to Mr. Brooks.
"I didn't know him," answered Mr. Brooks. "He came in, and somehow we started talking about dogs."
Benny wanted to say, "You were talking about stealing dogs," but he kept quiet and listened. Mr. Brooks asked where Jessie was. When they told him, he went outside and invited her and Watch into the patio.
"Nice dog," he said, patting Watch on the head. "Terriers are very popular dogs."
"Mr. Brooks," asked Henry, "why did you say that dogs have been stolen wherever Roxanne Sager works?"
"Because it's true," Mr. Brooks answered. "Did you know that she used to work at a dog training school in Elmford? And did you know that in 3 months, 3 dogs were lost or stolen from that school?"
"We didn't know that," said Henry. "But that doesn't mean Roxanne stole the dogs."
"And after that, she worked for 2 months in Northport," said Mr. Brooks. "And 1 dog was stolen from that school."
"How do you know all of this?" Jessie asked him.
"I just know," said Mr. Brooks. "If you don't believe me, you can find out for yourselves. Now I have some bread to take out of the ovens."
Mr. Brooks went into the back of his store. The Aldens could see him. He was using a long wooden paddle to take loaves of bread out of brick ovens. The Aldens looked at one another.
"I guess Mr. Brooks won't say any more," said Henry.
"Maybe we should buy some bread and get our free lemonades," said Benny. "Then Mr. Brooks might talk to us some more."
His brother and sisters laughed.
"Nice try, Benny," said Henry. "But the bread and lemonade will have to wait."
"But we'll use our other coupon now," said Jessie. "The one for getting Watch groomed."
The children left Breadloaf Bakery and walked down the street to Clip and Yip. The store was open, and Candy Wilson was grooming a dog and talking to its owner. The Aldens saw that the dog was the gray and white Malamute, Grayson Majesty. Mrs. Service watched as Ms. Wilson used a hairdryer on Grayson. Henry noticed that the hairdryer slid back and forth on an overhead rail. Candy Wilson.